Radio Parlesque. It's your main man, Rico Rocks. I'm staring at the full moon. Well, I don't know if it's full, but I'm staring at a pretty full moon, and I'm saying hello, old friend. God, I recognize that face. Boy, do I recognize that face. I stared at the moon so many nights, Radio Parlesque. I stared at them so many nights. Or it. I stared at it so fucking many nights. A brisk Wisconsin night is 29 degrees. I'm walking home in 29 degree weather. Every breath I take, there's smoke coming out of my lungs. That's how cold it is. And I'm staring up at the moon in the Wisconsin fields. Rico Rocks, baby. I don't know what this life is. I have no idea what this life is, but I know me and the moon are both in it together, baby. Just as I and the sun is in this together. Just as me and Radio Parlesque, we're in it together. How natural we are. The power. The mystery. The mystery. The very mystery, folks. The very mystery of it all. Forgive me, Radio Parlesque. The moon gets me. The moon gets me every time. The sun does too, but the moon does too. I love staring up at the moon. See, when I used to stare up at the moon, I felt like it was a rare thing, and I still do. I'm a sun worshiper, but I do cherish the moon. Can a man say that? Can a man fairly have a stance? I think so. Since I'm free, I could do whatever the fuck I want. And my stance is I worship the sun, but I cherish the moon. Let's do this. Because I'll tell you, the moon is beautiful, man. It's actually a face. If you look up at the moon, hold on a second, Radio Parlesque. Let me zoom in. I think the moon is changing. Let me see. The cloud coverage is fucking with it, but no. Same old guy. Same old face. I recognize those fucking eyes anywhere. I recognize those eyes any fucking where. The moon's eyes. You know, I learned that. You know what I learned from Radio Parlesque. But no, all bullshit aside. Radio Parlesque, all bullshit aside. Let me explain something to you. As the cops roll by. But let me explain something to you, Radio Parlesque. I used to be a sun worshiper, and then I was a moon hater. When I was a young man, a few years ago, right before I started my podcast, I was a sun worshiper, but a moon hater. I thought it was one or the other. And then one day I was in Sacramento, California. Sacramento, actually, yep. Sactown, Sacramento, California. And then there was this guy, this man, this homeless schizophrenic. And he explained to me something. This homeless schizophrenic, I was talking to him. And I gave him a pair of pants. I was like, here, take one of my pairs of pants. And he was like, a moon worshiper. He was a moon worshiper, which was interesting. Radio Parlesque, this was interesting. Because a moon worshiper met a sun worshiper. And I was like, really? You're a moon worshiper? And he taught me. He's like, well, listen. He's like, boom. He laid it out for me, Radio Parlesque. He said, this moon has a face. And I said, a face? Are you crazy? You schizophrenic fuck? Are you out of your goddamn ever-loving fucking mind? Is what I told him. And he said, no. He replied, no, I'm not out of my fucking mind. I know I look crazy, but I'm brilliant. He reassured me with his brilliance. He's like, I'm just going through this crazy shit right now, homeless, out here walking with no pants. It was a decision. But to get back to the moon, he explained to me that day, as I discussed with him, and we were sitting under an awning as it rained, and we got out the rain, and so we had to talk. Because we were hiding out from the rain, and I was like, listen, now we have a moment to talk, you moon worshiper. You daggone moon worshiper. And he said, but let me tell you about the face. And I said, what face? He said, the moon. The moon has a face. And I said, the moon has a face? And he said, the moon has a face. And he said, you have to look at it, focus on it. The moon has a face. And he said that he's watched the moon for years. And he's and without a doubt, the moon has a face. And ever since then, I've seen the face. Since that day, I've always seen the face. That day, I learned about the moon's face. Radio Parlesque. So the moon does have a face. Guaranteed. Rico Rocks approved. Put a stamp on it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at the moon. I dare you to look at the moon one of these days. And tell me you don't see the face. Tell me, Radio Parlesque, that you don't see the face. And if you do tell me you don't see the face, I know you're lying. But maybe agree to disagree. Maybe agree to disagree. I tried looking at the sun's face, Radio Parlesque, as I walk home on this brisk 29-degree night. That is 1 degree. That's less than 1 degree Celsius for you Canadians. That's probably like 1 degree Celsius. I'll tell you, Radio Parlesque, the sun, since you've listened to this much of the rant, you might as well let me conclude it with the sun worship. Because you trust Rico Rocks, don't you? You trust me a little bit. So let me tell you about the sun, baby. Radio Parlesque, my little child, my little youngling. He's like, how dare you, Rico? How dare you call me that? I'm in a moment right now. I'm in a moment. I'm dialoguing, Radio Parlesque. Come on, man. I'm dialoguing, Radio Parlesque. I mean no disrespect when I call you my little youngling. I promise you I mean no disrespect, Radio Parlesque, but I must get this off my chest. My young Radio Parlesque, the sun face. Can we talk about the sun face for a moment? If you fucking dare. He's listening, folks, so let me continue. Enlightened Aura, I'm actually speaking about esoteric knowledge at the moment. You might want to leave. So they leave. Radio Parlesque, they're not ready for the truth. They're not ready. Well, I mean, it's not the truth. They're not ready for concepts. Okay, so let's continue. I recognized the moon face. And then I thought to myself, there must be a sun face, obviously. If the moon has a face, the sun, the very sun itself, must have a face. It must. It must. So I looked. I could never find a face. I never could find a face in the sun, Radio Parlesque, between us. Man to man. Explorer to explorer. Thinker to thinker. I never could find a face in the sun. It haunts me to this day. I will search forever for the face in the sun. It's a life conquest. But you can't just stare at the sun, you'll go blind, they say. That's what they say, but I'm a sun watcher, and my vision is 20/20, baby. My vision is beyond perfect. My eyes are suns. My eyes are black holes, as it were. But the sun face, I wish I could see the face of the sun. That's why I don't respect the moon that much. Not gonna bullshit. I know I sound like an asshole for saying that. That's why I don't respect the moon that much. Because I could see its fucking face. Because I could see the moon's fucking face. Radio Parlesque is like, Rico Rocks is getting off the rails here. No, but Radio Parlesque. I respect the moon. I cherish the moon. But the sun is ultimate, baby. The sun is the... I've only seen the sun's body. To be candid, to be crystal clear, I have seen the sun's body. And it's ferocious. It's fucking ferocious. Woo! Is it ferocious, boy? The sun is a mighty beast. The sun is a mighty conqueror. The sun is a mighty conqueror. The sun is the conqueror of conquerors. The sun is a motherfucking assassin, dude. The sun is a fucking... just a monster of monsters, dude. The sun is... I worship the sun. I worship him or her. or it. The sun exalts me, Radio Parlesque. I feed off its energy. I feed off it. But the moon, I will always respect the moon, but the sun, I wish to see its face. I wish to see its face. End of rant, Radio Parlesque. End of rant. Jesus. Thank you for listening to that. That was just a sun and moon rant real quick. Just a short sun and moon rant. Of course, you have to do it. You got to do it sometimes, Radio Parlesque. You got to give it to him. I appreciate you listening. I meant every word I said.
Yes, well, you have to have some personal experience of something to worship. And this is what has been lacking. I mean, what the churches are peddling is high abstraction, and you really have to work yourself up into a lather to, be able to accept that as worthy of that kind of attention. The psychedelic subset of society is into an experience. And, it's accessible. In a way, we're like Calvinists, not in our